You're listening to Popstar Conversations, taking you inside with your favorite musical artists.
Chuck and I are sitting here with the one and only Nora Jones. Nora, welcome to the show.
It's great to have you here. So, Little Broken Hearts, this is your breakup album.
Well, I definitely went through a breakup about a year ago. I guess it was still fresh. So that definitely influenced a lot of the record. But, you know, Brian and I became very good friends. And in writing all these songs, we were talking a lot. Just talking. And got very close, talked about relationships and sort of the ins and outs of the human relationship. These are the songs we wrote from it.
So basically, you had turned your conversations with your producer, Brian Burton, into songs.
Yeah, it felt kind of good, but it's weird. The record is quite dark, but we had a lot of fun making it.
I understand that Brian has this amazing studio in L.A., and there is this huge Russ Meyer poster on the wall.
It's amazing. He has all these amazing keyboards and guitars, and it's a very small studio. It's not fancy, but it's crammed full of analog equipment, you know, old, cool-sounding instruments. Yeah, there was a poster in the control room where I sat every day of the Mudhoney Russ Meyer movie poster. He had other Russ Meyer posters in his studio, but, you know, they're all kind of silly and cartoony and graphic, boobs and guns, and I liked them. They were fun, but this particular one was very interesting, and I just thought it was very sexy and also scary and sort of mysterious, but I thought the graphic image was beautiful, and it stared at me every day making this record, so I felt like it was very present, so it made sense to sort of copy it for the cover.
Well, it's definitely an empowering image. Would you want to be her for a day?
I don't know. She's both powerful and coy, and like I can't tell if she's going to eat you or kiss you, you know? So
I noticed there are a lot of similarities between Mudhoney, the lead character in the movie, and the female personas that you had created on this record.
I think so. I do think that it kind of correlates. Now, I have not seen the movie. I need to watch it so that I know what the movie's about, but I'm strictly going from this image, you know. Just this is what caught me was the striking image.
Can you explain that all the different characters that are on this record, are they a personal representation of you?
Sort of both, yeah. I mean, there's certainly some personal things on there, but I mean, I feel like this album is more of a character in a way. I mean, I would never kill anybody. I would never, you know, I'm not a dark, like, angry person. But, you know, this character also has a sweet side and a vulnerable side. And I don't know. I think it's definitely a bit of a cinematic album and a bit of a story in a way that is like a movie.
Did you like portraying a villain in the song Miriam?
Not really, no, but it sure is fun to write a song about. Yeah, I mean, I love horror films, and I love thrillers. I love stuff like that. I love mystery novels.
Do you actually believe that all functioning relationships are built on good lies, just like you stated in your song, Say Goodbye?
I hope not. I hope not. I just like the image of that line, and then we switch it, and I liked that it was kind of a striking line, but yeah, I hope it's not true.
What made you come up with the imagery of an army of broken hearts attacking lovers in their sleep for this album?
We thought that was a really wonderful image. I mean, it's almost like you can picture like the black and white cartoon, you know, not a funny one, but like a serious cartoon, almost like an illustration. I don't know, it worked with the rest of the songs. I love that song a lot because it speaks to all the songs, but it's not from a you and I perspective. I like the third personness of it. It's nice to break it up.
Do you feel a sense of accomplishment in writing and recording your songs?
They don't necessarily make me feel good, I mean, but I think writing about things like this can be very therapeutic, yeah.
It seems like that your collaboration with Brian on this record, that it's different than your previous producers.
Yeah, instead of helping me bring songs that I bring into life, he's helping me create them, you know, we're creating them, everything together. So it definitely was a very different experience for me. And I loved it. It was fun. I wouldn't be able to do that with just anybody. It takes a special connection, I think, to want to do this together.
This album, it comes across much more somber than your last one.
No, I didn't want to make a dark record necessarily. I just wanted to work with Brian. I wanted to work with him on my last album, The Fall, and he said that he would love to work together, but he would rather see what happened if we just went in with nothing. So I thought that sounded even more exciting, you know? And I found a great producer for my last album. So it just took like 3 years to find the time to do it. Yeah.
Nora, was the creative direction of this album your choice?
I feel like I've grown and I feel like every album I make is sort of leading to another thing. It's not like it's so out of nowhere. But it's also working with Brian. Of course, I have a whole half of this album is different influences than my own. So of course that affects it.
Your album, The Fall, it had sold 1.5 million records worldwide. Do you see that as an indication that your fans wanted something different from you?
I guess. I mean, I'm me, so it's a little harder for me to be objective about that. I'm always doing different things and trying different things and singing with different people and like just trying to keep it interesting. I don't want to do the same thing over and over musically because I would get bored. Yeah, I don't feel like I was so much saying, I need to do something different, so much as just trying things out.
Overall, have you enjoyed working with so many gifted artists throughout the years?
It's been really great. It's been a real pleasure and a real surprise to me because I didn't think that I would get to do that when I, you know, started playing music. So, you know, just the variety of people I've gotten to work with, plus like some of my childhood heroes, you know, it's just been amazing.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like if you had started your career today for how things have changed in the music industry?
I don't have any regrets. I don't believe in that. The industry is very different right now. I feel very lucky to sort of have gotten in when people were still selling records. Oh, yeah. I mean, thank God, you know, for me. But it's what it is. I'm not, you know, I'm just doing it still.
Nora, one last question before we go. You have performed in different sized venues all over the world. But what crowd, what audience do you prefer the most?
The drunk crowd I prefer, yes. Not too drunk, mind you. There's a balance.
Nora, thank you very much for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
It was truly a pleasure.
Thank you again for listening to Popstar Conversations. Be sure to click the subscribe button below and hit the red bell so that you'll be notified of our next exclusive interview.
Thank you for listening to Popstar Conversations. Please join us again for another conversation with your favorite musical artist.